And we're just going to be speaking in just a moment to the prominent paediatric surgeon, Professor Paddy Dewan, who's today come out and attacked the government on what he says is their misuse of hospitals as political footballs. And I believe he's now on the line. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Mitchell.
So you're telling us about this situation where you're saying that the health minister is using hospitals as political footballs. Could you just tell us a bit more about what you mean by that?
The minister on Friday released a press release talking about paediatric surgery in Geelong, and I'm a Geelong paediatric surgeon, but also a candidate for a newly formed party called Voice for the West.
Yes.
And the reason for my participation is because of seeing episodes like the minister's misrepresentation. Geelong has had paediatric surgery for more than three decades. There's been paediatric surgeons who have been appointed as paediatric surgeons living in Geelong who haven't been adequately supported in the past. There's currently a service available that has gone through a politicised process with expense to the community to effectively have no change apart from a political realignment. And the minister has talked about spending $36 million on an intensive care unit, which is largely actually running at the moment. But if the public can be aware that to have an intensive care unit as a justification for paediatric surgery in Geelong is misrepresentation. In order to be able to use the intensive care unit for patients who require that sort of care, you need to have the paediatric surgeons living in Geelong and seeing the patients twice a day. So the minister obviously does not understand surgical services, and that's an example in Geelong, but obviously it reflects across the state management of surgical services and medical services, and both Labor and Liberal are equally guilty for their spin on health services that aren't focused on the needs of the consumer, because the leadership doesn't understand it.
So this $36 million, is that already, that's already been spent, has it?
I don't know where we are in the budget allocation and spending, but there has been an operative of an improved intensive care unit where to consider that its presence and its funding, so it's misrepresenting because some of the money's already been spent, but it's also misrepresenting because it's inappropriate for such major cases to be done in Geelong. That's not denying the Geelong area the care. It's providing a statewide appropriate service. So, yes, paediatric surgery should be significantly available in Geelong, and it's not because of mismanagement, personnel mismanagement, of budget mismanagement. If it wasn't for issues that result in a vote of no confidence by the medical staff in the executive at Barwon Health, then we wouldn't be able to have a press release of such nonsense from the health minister.
So we're saying instead of this taking place in Geelong, it should be in Melbourne, is that right?
No, if I can just clarify.
Yeah.
There is a significant range of paediatric surgery for a number of specialties that is already happening in Geelong. The services are already available in Geelong. What has happened is a contract has been given to the Children's Hospital as a political manoeuvre rather than an enhancement of the services. They don't need to have any reconstruction of the service. They need to utilise what is currently available.
So you're saying it would be a waste of money to spend money on that new service, yeah?
It's an ill-conceived lack of transparency, lack of accountability, and not dealing with conflict of interest policy that has been developed, which has misrepresentation to the public written all over it.
And you're a candidate for Voice for the West?
Candidate for Voice for the West. And if I could just make the issue about services available in that part of Victoria, they're underrepresented. Paediatric surgery is not effectively available even at Sunshine Hospital. It's being talked about in Geelong, and that's why I say it's a political football. They're marginal seats, and that's why they're talking about services being delivered. So
yeah,
the people of Geelong shouldn't have the wool pulled over their eyes. It's already available. This is not a reason to vote for the Liberal Party. and the Labor Party has performed in a similar way in the past. If I could just relate to you a circumstance that indicates that the major parties have not serviced the public in relationship to health. 55 women caught hepatitis at a hospital in the north of Melbourne, and an inquiry which involved all the major parties in the Legislative Council over the last 18 months or so ended up being a political football. In fact, it should have resulted in marked change in how medicine is regulated. Instead of those 55 women getting a sense of justice and change as a result, what we got was a political football match between Labor, Liberals and the Greens.
The reason I ask about Voice for the West, I just want to get a sense of what the Voice for the West policy is and what you guys would be doing differently. Are you running in the Legislative Council?
No, Burhan Ahmed is our candidate for the Legislative Council.
Yep.
He works at the University of Melbourne and in the environment portfolio. I represent the health portfolio for the party. Mm. And our difference is transparency, accountability and management of conflict of interest. We don't need more money in healthcare, we need better management.
Okay, so it's being mismanaged today, and what would Voice for the West do differently in terms of the management of healthcare?
Well, for instance, a review of outcomes for staff and staff satisfaction is one of the issues. So morale in our hospitals is low, and therefore the productivity is low, because money is taken out of the system, an election is in the wind, and therefore money is put urgently back in, and therefore staff don't have the sense of the continuity of their employment is one of the issues.
Yep, okay.
The numbers that are assessed for outcomes for patients relate to beam counting of episodes that occur rather than reviewing quality of care. And I use the word care particularly. So not treatment episodes being assessed and the dollars related to that. Let's come back to the quality of care both for patients and for the staff, and the dollars will take care of themselves.
I think you raise a good point there, because I get very frustrated with the parties sort of going head-to-head and seeing who can put the most number of millions and billions into hospitals and that sort of thing, and no one seems to look at whether that's been effective, or I guess what are the KPIs in terms of the actual outcomes that have been achieved for patients.
Yeah, and the waiting list information that has kicked from Labor to Liberal and occasionally to Greens and back relates to performance criteria that as a patient would be considered unreasonably poor, and yet it's whether or not we match targets that really in healthcare terms are adequate. But we need to have a look at what is the quality of outcome for people's care. And for instance, the suicide rate of doctors is an indication of the lack of care for the healthcare professionals. So if we looked at that sort of information and stopped kicking the dollar football of health around, we would end up with a cheaper, better, transparent, accountable system.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it, and an interesting insight there into what's going on at the moment.
Thank you very much, Mitchell.
Thank you. Paddy Dewan there from Voice for the West, but a prominent paediatric surgeon.